I'm going to stand a little close to the mic because sometime when visions come, I don't know what I'm saying. It's in somewhere else, you see. Can you hear me all right, everybody? Now, I don't know whether you will tell him or not, but I believe he will. Now, if I had power to heal you, I'd do so. But I'm only declaring to you that you're already healed if you need healing or whatever is wrong. But you believe me to be his servant. And that's what he asked me, the angel that's seen that picture, that pillar of fire. They've got it here now. See? Do you see that picture? You've seen it on that picture? That's standing right between me and you right now. Had stomach trouble. Had an operation. That's true, isn't it? You believe? Mm-hmm. Now, we would see Jesus. Now, I can't tell you right now what he said. That wasn't me. I know nothing about the man. Whatever it is, I'll find on the recorder. I don't know what I told him. It was somewhere else. I seen something happening. But I couldn't tell you now what it was. That was him.
Amen.
Why is it? At first, the means you always get that somebody said he guessed that. I didn't guess that.
No.
You don't guess things like that millions of times perfect.
Right.
Here, if you think it was a guess, just a minute. Look back to me again, sir. Let me see just a moment. Yes, sir. Stomach trouble, an operation. That's right. That's right. You're not from here. You're from Bakersfield.
That's right.
That's your wife sitting there. She's sick too. Wants to be prayed for. You believe God can tell me what's your trouble? Bladder trouble. Right? Raise up your hand if that's true. All right. Miss Ackley, you go on back home. You all get well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Believe with all your heart. You say, how'd you know his name? Well, it's the same Messiah.
Amen.
Jesus is not me, him.
Amen.
Amen. You believe now?
Amen.
Now, if you want to say praise the Lord, you can say praise the Lord. Now, God is an object of worship. We must believe with all of our heart. How do you do, lady? I'm a stranger to you. Don't know you at all, but God knows you. Do you believe if God can tell me what's your trouble or something on your heart, you believe it, you'd get all right? You do? Well, you're seriously, lady. It's shadowed with death. See, a dark shadow. Had cancer. Operation, stomach, very bad shape, that is right. But if you believe God with all your heart, that's the only opportunity, the only thing that you have to be well. There's some lepers set at the gate one night, and they said, if we go inside, it's death in there, because they're eating one another's children. Syrians had a disease. If we sit here, we die. But if we go down to the camp of the enemy, then they might spare us.
Yeah.
See? But I see that dark shadow over you. Now, you're not asked to go down to the camp of the enemy. You're asked and expected at the loving Father's throne.
Yeah.
Will you believe him? Come here just a moment.
Praise the Lord.
Let me have your hand. Heavenly Father, while the Holy Spirit is here, this evil that's killing this woman, she can't live but a little bit. May the power of Almighty God curse this enemy, and may she live. For the kingdom of God's sake, I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Don't doubt. I go believe. I just must have faith to believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. How do you do? You believe with all your heart. Now, you know I don't know you. We're strangers to each other, but God does know you. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. Two people. One of them's here in California, the other's in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Believe with all your heart. One of the eye and the other's in trouble. Believe with all your heart and you'll both get well. Do you believe?
Hallelujah.
Just don't doubt. Struck you, didn't it, sister? Especially when I said cancer. Mm. Don't fear. You touched him. Who did she touch? A little lady suffers there with a skin cancer condition. It comes back on her all the time. That's right. Raise up your hand. You believe. God bless you. Cursed be the thing.
Hallelujah.
If you got enough faith to touch the border of his garment, that he'd speak back to me and tell me what you're talking about.
Hallelujah.
And you have faith. You believe?
Amen.
Have faith in God. Sirs, we would see Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's him, the lovely one that saved you. Here he is, right here in the last days, just before the church is taken in, right here proving himself the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just think, what he's done already, is more compiled than what he's done since way back in the early church. Think of it, exactly what the scriptures promised, because he couldn't do it till this time. I just watch the people now. Be real reverent, everywhere you are, pray, believe God, God will grant it to you. You believe God healed that leg trouble? Got something wrong with your leg. You believe with all your heart. Now what did she touch? See? She touched him. See, there it is. Don't doubt, you'll get well. You've got to remain with the same faith you have now. If you ever give away your faith, it'll come back. Just keep believing. That's all. Stay that same faith. Peter walked as long as he believed, but when he went to doubt, he went to sinking. Don't you do it now. You got enough faith for that. Are you convinced that Jesus Christ is with us?
Amen.
Here, out there, you don't have to have prayer cards. You just have to have faith.
Amen.
Isn't he the same Messiah? We got another lady here on the platform. Let's just talk to her a moment. Now, you realize that everything's whirling around to me now. If one person touching the border of his garment made the Son of God get weak, what about me, a sinner saved by grace? See? Daniel saw one vision, troubled at his head for many days. Now, you can imagine what it does to you. What's he trying to do to get you all to believe him? He's here.
Yes.
His presence is here. Don't make any of what your trouble is. Believe him. Don't doubt him. Just have faith. Look here, sister. From the vibration of the Spirit coming from you, you are a believer. You believe. I'm a believer. And we stand here for our first times, I guess, a meeting in life. As far as I know, you might have seen me somewhere in meetings or something. Or is this the first time we've ever met? We've met before, but I don't know you.
No,
I don't know you. All right. Of course, there's so many people attend the meetings in different places I wouldn't know. But if the Lord can tell me what you're here for, or something about you, it would be very convincing that he knows all about it, wouldn't it? Would it be to you all?
Yeah.
Seems like a nice person. And yet, she could be a deceiver standing there. If it is, just watch what happens. We've had him do that. No? The lady's sick. She has a stomach trouble also. It's ulcers. Real nervous complication. Just, that is right. Very, very sick. Do you believe he'll heal you? Are those things true, what is just said? Raise up your hand if that's true. Now, do you believe? She's such a nice person, I believe I talked to her just a little more. Of course, more you talk, more it's to tell, weaker you get. Then she's such a, seems to have good faith. I know you do, sister. Your mother's sick, too.
Mm-hmm.
You believe you can tell me what's wrong with your mother? It's bleeding in the bowels.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, uh-huh. Your father in the hospital. Bladder operation, and your husband, he's got varicose veins in his legs. Now you just believe. Come believing with all your heart, man. All right, sir. You believe God can cure that back trouble before you make you well? Just go ahead across the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, sir. Just tell you to come back this other way, Paul. Or come this way if you want to. You know, sir, he can heal heart trouble, the same thing he can heal anything else. You believe that? All right, sir, just go on off the platform and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me and making me well. Now, of course, anybody sees him being stiff like that. But you believe the anointing of the Holy Spirit, if I just lay hands on you, you get well? Come here just a minute. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you make him well. Amen. Now, don't you doubt it. Go believe him. Now, have faith. That's all right, lady. Come right ahead. All right. You're nervous. Got a heart trouble. fluttering and everything, mainly if you eat and lay down. It's really not your heart. It's a nervous condition. If you've got a nervous heart. Now, if you believe with all your heart, the thing will stop, won't bother you anymore. Do you believe that? And go off the road and say, thank you, dear God, and be made well. It's a blood condition, anemia of blood. But you believe that God can give you a transfusion tonight from Calvary? Accept it. Go believe in all your heart. Do you believe everybody in here believes with all your heart? Sirs, we would see Jesus. Do you realize, friends, that that's His presence here? Are you conscious of it? You know that real sweet, sweet, humble feeling? Now, how many of you are believers again now and believes it with all your heart? Now, I want to tell you what the Bible says here. In the last commission Jesus gave to His church, He said, these signs... I've seen something else happen back there. That kidney trouble, it left you. Just forget about it. These signs shall follow them that believe. While the Holy Spirit's present now and you want to be healed, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now, you lay your hands on somebody sitting next to you. Just lay your hands over on somebody sitting next to you. Now, don't you pray for yourself. You pray for them because they're praying for you. See? And let's pray now that God will heal everybody in the place. Our Heavenly Father, I'm offering my prayer for these who are here tonight that is in need. They have their hands laid on each other. Thou art ever present to heal. We cannot doubt You, Lord, no more. You are here. We know that them people could not do that. Neither could I do that. We're all aware that it's God among us. The great Father God in the form of the Holy Ghost. The great Jehovah is in our midst. He said, when He was here in the form of the Lord Jesus, He said, these signs shall follow them and believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. If they have been sinned, it shall be forgiven them. Oh, God of heaven, forgive our unbelief. We know that's the only sin there is, the sin of unbelief. May the Holy Spirit come so upon each person just now that they'll no more disbelieve because of the presence of Christ tonight, showing Himself alive after 2,000 years, the Word Himself standing here among us, in us, making His Word manifest. Satan, you who have made these people sick, injured their bodies, afflicted them, you are a defeated being. Our Lord Jesus Christ defeated you at Calvary. You are defeated. You have no power at all. And we come believing with our faith open before God. Leave every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of this audience. And may they go home and be free from all sickness and affliction. Now with our heads bowed, as you continue praying, is there a sinner, man or woman, boy or girl here that doesn't know Christ as your Savior, and you believe that this action of the Holy Spirit is according to the Word of God, and you want to be saved? Would you walk up here around this little altar tonight and let me shake your hand and pray with you? Would you come up just now, just get up out of your seat? I'm not very much to persuade. If the Holy Spirit can't convince with His works, then there's no need of me persuading. But if you're conscious that you're not right with God, and you would desire us to pray for you, we are here to do that. We are the public servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Me and these ministers here together are here to help you, to instruct you how to find Jesus as your Savior. If you would want to come, come up now. While we just hum that song that he's playing there, almost persuaded, if you would, give us a card on that, brother. And while every Christian in prayer now, and being at the presence of the Holy Spirit, His main object is to save somebody. Get somebody saved. Now, while we have our heads bowed, everybody praying now for each other. Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded.
we're waiting now?
Now, if you're not under the blood of Christ, how could you stand and see the work of God being told from the Bible, being made manifest here among us, and then walk away without knowing it? Won't you come? We're inviting you now. Just once more while we hum it. All of us together. What you're thinking about? Certainly, I can see it right here. Don't doubt no more. Come, why live in a frustrated way? Come be sure, because it might be too late tomorrow. This might be your last day on earth. Believe now and come, won't you? Now, with our heads bowed again, everybody praying, every Christian now, God bless you. I'm praying with you. Pray that God will save you, heal you, make you well, give you health and strength. Convenient day. A convenient, and this is, with His presence here, who's knowing even what you're thinking. Our Heavenly Father, for your presence, we are thankful. In this little arena here tonight, where basketball perhaps is played and drills of the army, you're also drilling and training soldiers tonight, Lord, of the great Salvation Army of God. Drilling them in faith to believe as to go out of here as real soul winners that'll get on the phone and ring the neighborhood and get the people in. Bring them in, those who are not Christians, those who are sick and afflicted. Father, I pray that every person that comes into this room that's sick or afflicted will be healed. Yes. And every sinner that passes through these doors will have no peace at all until they come to you. Yes. That every believer that comes in these doors will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And great signs and wonders might be done, Lord. We thank you, Lord. After 2,000 years, we see the infallible proof that we can still see Jesus. He's appearing in our midst just before His coming. He's making His appearance in His church. The last sign that He did before the Jews, and He was finished with them. The last sign that He's given before the Gentiles is finished. It's being shown. We know that was the last sign that Abraham got before Sodom burned. It's the last sign. We realize that the ministers is out there in Sodom tonight, big revivals going on through Chicago and across the world. Great signs and wonders are taking place. Ministers preaching, crying their hearts out. Pastors are pleading and begging. Great wonders being done by the Holy Ghost throughout the world. Healings, signs, wonders. God, you never send these things. You never send a judgment before first you send warning. And we see that the warning signal is down. The red lights are flashing. Oh, God, may men and women be concerned about one another. May they be concerned about this onward generation of people is perishing, going out from the way here without knowing God, or die in sin. And oh, how, what a horrible thing it'll be that day when they hear the weeping and wailing. There'll never be another opportunity they'll ever see. Father, if the president come to this city tonight, the flags would be up, the flowers would be strolled through the streets, and there'd be a great big celebration. But Lord, you come to the city in the form of the Holy Spirit. And, oh, God, you have to seek and pull and beg and persuade for people to get ready to go to heaven. What a day that we're living in, Lord. We pray now that your great mercies will continue with us. Bless these ministers and their churches. Oh, God, kindle an old-fashioned revival in every one of them, Lord, until the revival fires burn throughout the valley. Grant it, Father. We are your servant. Receive us. Forgive us of our slow, our hostility, but forgive us, Lord, of our negligence. We pray that you'll just forgive us and help us as we journey on. May the Spirit each night come deeper and stronger each night. Greater signs and greater miracles perform before us night after night, Lord, until the people, it'll be irresistible to them. And we know, Lord, that you said in your word, all the Father has given me will come. And when that light flashes across that predestinated seed, something takes place. Like that poor little adulterous woman that we spoke of tonight. She was sick and tired of the way they were doing. As far as we know, she belonged nowhere. But she had been foreseen by God. And as soon as she seen that light flash, even in face of the priest of that day who didn't know what it was, like the blind man, when he received his sight, he said, it's a strange thing. You're the leaders of the day, and yet you know not whence this man comes, and he does these things. Lord, so is it today. I pray that you'll stir us, Lord. Oh, God, shake us, for this is the closing hour. Grant it, Lord. We commit to you now all things for the kingdom of God's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Till we meet, till we till we meet. Now, your pastors here will take this service over from here. I'm hoping to see you tomorrow night. Come early, get your prayer cards, and get lined up for the service tomorrow night.
Praise Brother Pastor.
All right. Now, how many doesn't have prayer cards, and you want the Lord to heal you, and you believe that He'll heal you? Raise up your hand. All right. Just have faith now. Don't doubt. Have faith. Remember, there was a little woman one time that touched the border of His garment, and she didn't have a prayer card either. But He looked around until He found her. How many was here last night? Let's see your hand. Well, I guess all of you were here. You understood what taking place. Now, would you stand up a moment, lady? I suppose that you and I are strangers. We were probably born miles apart and years apart. You're just a girl, and I'm a middle-aged man. This is our first time meeting, I suppose. You was in one of my meetings when you were younger. And was that here in California? Where? In Oregon. Probably back in my early ministry. Well, I don't know you, of course. You've just seen me. Seen millions of people since then, and I never remember anybody like that anyhow. By the way, I wouldn't know what was wrong with you. Let's just find out if the Lord will tell me what's wrong with you then, just let alone anything else, just what's wrong. Would it convince you that you know whether I'm telling you the truth or not, wouldn't you? Would it convince the audience? Would you believe you'd see something real? Here's a girl with both of us. Now, I don't know what's wrong with her. She knows, because she's just a young lady standing there. Somebody, the boy comes down, gives these prayer cards out, and people are out there with prayer card or without prayer card. Doesn't matter. They just have faith. That's all you have to have. And here we are, and there's something wrong with the girl. If there is, then if the Holy Spirit will reveal it, if that isn't exactly the same thing that Jesus condemned that generation,
yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. And the same thing that He promised us last night for this generation,
amen.
And said to speak against it would be blasphemy of the Holy Ghost and would never be forgiven a person. Now, here it is. Now, something has to take place. Here's where we can say, in traveling, I was entertained one afternoon in India, in the temple of the Jains, where 17 different religions in there, every one of them against Christianity. Every one of them, Buddha, Muhammad, all of them against Sikh, Jain, and what more was in there, and they were every one against Christianity. But every religion in the world is false but Christianity. Every founder is dead. Buddha died about 2,300 years ago. Mohammed, and he died after Christ. And we find all these founders are dead.
Amen.
Confucius with his philosophy and all different ones are dead. Their founders are dead. But Christ died and rose again, is alive forevermore.
Amen.
Our religion produces the man that founded it, Christianity, and he's here with us.
Praise.
Nothing can kill him. He's alive forevermore. And said, the works that I do, if ye abide in me and my word in you, ask what you will and it'll be given to you. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Now, if Christ stood here tonight with this suit that he gave me, and was standing here and the woman sick, if he would, could he heal her? Now, be careful now before you say amen. Could he heal her? No, sir. He had said already done it. Is that right?
Yes.
Sure. My child, he'd say, I have already did that. By my stripes you were healed. Don't you believe this? See? It's already done. See? He wouldn't heal her. He's already done. He might do something to confirm to her that it was him. See? See? And he'd do it in the same way he did back there to prove back there that it was him. Was that right?
Yes.
Now, how did he prove it? We went through it last night. I bypassed it tonight just for Solomon. But now, tomorrow night, maybe we get into it again. Now, notice, he would do it the same way because he can't make another decision. He's unmade the decision, and that's God's final. What God says once, he ever remains the same. That's the reason you can believe the Word. It never changes. Now, if the Holy Spirit will come on me, and it's just a gift, I can't make it work. I don't operate it. It operates me. See? And your faith will have to do it. If no matter what he would do to me, it takes your faith to do it. Like he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. See? That's his method of doing it. That's the way he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the way he operates. It's the same way. He can't change. He's ever God. And now, the only way, if he would tell you this, now if I come up and said, you said, Brother Branham, I'm sick. I said, all right, come here, lay my hands on you. Praise God. The Bible said these signs follow them and believe. Lay hands on sick, they shall recover. That'd be all right. Maybe like Brother Roberts or some of them of that real bulldog faith grab a hold of it. That's Brother Roberts. I can't take his place. He can't take mine. We're two different ministers, two different gifts. See? But if I told you, yeah, if you're sick, I'll lay my hands on you and get well. And if you believe it, you get well. But what if something stands here and tells you what's wrong? What has been and what will be? Then it's hard to doubt that, isn't it? You got something to hold on to. That's right. Now you're facing an operation. That's right. And that's a tumor. You believe you can tell me where the tumor is? Would it help you? It's in the stomach. You believe that you won't have to have it and it'll be gone? Then don't never doubt it. If thou wilt believe. Now you go ask the young lady whatever was told her. Ask her if she knew me or anything about it. Ask what was told her. Find out if it's truth or not. Now she'll ever remain whatever was wrong with her. If she'll ever remain with that faith that I noticed that light just fell right over. And the dark shadow that was hanging there left.
Hallelujah.
Now, if she'll ever remain with that faith and won't turn it loose, she'll get well.
Praise God.
If she doesn't, then something else will have to take place. I'm not the healer. God's the healer. And your faith in what God has already done for you.
Hallelujah.
How do you do? Now, we are strangers to each other. God knows us both. But do you believe that God could reveal to me something of your life? Would like something like the woman who's just here? Would it here again, just like our Lord met the woman at the well? Two people, a man and a woman, met for the first time in life. And here it is again: a man and woman meets for the first time in life. And we being strangers to each other, then if there was any way in the world I could do to help you and would not do it, I wouldn't be fit to stand behind this Bible here. If I could help you and wouldn't do it. See, I couldn't call myself a servant of Christ. And if you might be so sick, the doctors just give you up. You might be, you're standing there for somebody else. It may be financial. It may be domestic trouble. I don't know. You're just someone standing there.
But he does know. And if he will reveal it to me, would it help you? All right, you look at me then. Now, the reason I say like that, Peter and John said at the gate, the reason I said that, I felt it come in. See? They, like Peter and John at the gate said, look on up. Look on up. And they looked earnestly as if, yes, there's something about blood. I see the woman spitting out blood. It's a rupture in from the liver and blood vessels, and it fills up on the inside of you, and you have to spit it out. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe that God can heal you of that? The very spirit that you're, you know there's something anointing me to tell you, you know whether it's the truth or not. Do you believe then that I'm a believer? You believe it to be God? It has to come from some source. You believe it to be God? Now come here and just lay hands. A father is between life and death. Let the spirit of life heal the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Don't doubt it. Just go believing it with all your heart. How do you do? You're strangers to each other, I suppose. I don't know you. Now, something happened. There's somebody in here that looks different than this woman's praying a way great faith. Keeps coming between me and the woman. It's a different looking person. I'll find it in a minute. Somebody is touching him. She's right in line with the woman right behind her. High blood pressure. Gray-headed lady with white looking thing on, sitting there praying about high blood pressure. Raise up your hand if that's true. You believe God? All right, then the blood pressure will leave. There's a different looking person that's standing between me and the woman. He was in line with her. She asked, I want you to believe me real with all your heart. Well, I'm just talking to you to see what he would tell me. What are you doing, Brother Branham? Contacting your spirit like he did the woman at the well. Said, bring me a drink. And I talked about religion and so forth. And worship and a place to drink at and so forth. But God ever remains God. You are suffering. One thing, you're extremely nervous. Weak. That's right. Your weakness comes in the afternoon mostly. Right after you get your work done, sundown or something like that, you get extremely weak. That is true. Another thing, you've got to grow. That you're praying about. That growth in your back, and if you believe that God will heal it, you believe that He'll do it? You have an operation, tumor, that's right. Your husband had a stroke, that's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pauline, do you believe that God will make you well?
Amen.
This Pauline test, you go believe it with all your heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Don't doubt. Have faith. Believe God with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Do you believe? Jesus looked upon the audience and perceived their thoughts. Is that right? Perceiving their thoughts. Now the Word of God, Hebrews 4, is sharper than a two-edged sword. Even a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Is that right? And Jesus was the Word. You believe that?
Amen.
And He is the Word. And the Bible is Jesus in printed form. And it takes His Spirit to quicken those words and bring them to life again. You believe that? Now, if you'll all believe that and be just as convinced upon the evidence that God promises, your wife's in trouble. I don't know her. I've never seen her in my life. She's rather heavy set. And that's right. and she's suffering weakness and everything, but her main thing is menopause, change of life that's made her nervous. Just believe and it'll be all right, sister. All your troubles. God in heaven knows I've never seen that woman in my life. But here was this woman here standing here. I know it must be his wife because I've seen him in the house with her. He knows that. Just have faith. Now, never let no one cram nothing in your ears, brother. You believe with all your heart now. Asked her if I ever met her and knew her. No, sir, I never seen her in my life, and God in heaven is my judge, and this is his Bible.
Amen.
But how could this woman here be standing by this man here and see him going through the house together? Had to be his wife.
Amen.
I just waited till I was sure before I said it, because sometimes that way sin's called out in the same way. See, but I seen that actually was his wife. How do you do? I'm sorry. I just have to turn around there and see a woman standing beside this man, and I have to do just as he tells me, you see. Well, something real. Something get a hold of. Now, you suffer, you do, sister, but headaches. Have real, terrific headaches. You got a burden on your heart, and that's for a young fellow. It's your son, and he's in a backslidden condition and got an infection. That's true. Raise up your hand. Believe now with all your heart, and may the Lord God grant you a remission. Don't doubt. I just want to put my hands on you. I challenge your faith. I challenge it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe that the real Christ, the Son of God, is not dead. But he's with us tonight. You know what's the matter with the Pentecostal church? Is this. It's seen too much.
Yeah.
Right. One time a poet was going to the sea in England. He wrote about the sea, what he'd read in books. And he thought, he went out and he was so thrilled because he was going. I'm saying this to kind of jerk away that too much anointing makes me so weak. I pulled myself out of it. And so he's going to the sea to... And he met an old salt, a sailor coming from the sea. And he said, "Where goest thou?" He said, "Oh," the poet said, "I'm going to the sea. I have read about it. And I have wrote about it. I've talked about it, but I've never seen it. Oh, I want to smell the salt water. I want to see the pretty white caps dip up and see the reflection of the blue sky. Hear the gulls scream." The old salt twisted his pipe a few times and spit. Said, "I was born on it 60 years ago, and I don't see nothing so thrilling about it." Spit and went away. Why? Why was it so thrilling to him? He had seen so much of it till it become common. And that's what's the matter with you Pentecostal people. You've seen so much of the Holy Spirit till it's become common to you. One thing like that would set 30 or 40,000 heathens to praying right quick in Africa. That's right. One thing. I'll tell you one night what happened. Just one little thing taking place. I seen 30,000 blanket natives break their idols on the ground and come to Jesus Christ. And I seen women standing there, mother naked, just the clout that wide on them, and standing there and didn't even know they were naked. And I asked them, Mr. Baxter, Mr. Bosworth, and said, "Brother Branham, I think they meant for healing." I said, "I did not mean physical healing. I meant you want to receive Christ." And they had little idols sprinkled with blood of animals and so forth. I said, "If you're sincere, break your idols on the ground." And it looked like a dust storm come up where they broke them mud idols on the ground. And when I said, "Right on this place, raise your hands to Christ and say the God that could interpret and make this man like this can, is this God of the Bible. Believe it and raise up your hand." And when them women put their hands down and walked away from there, they folded their arms like this to walk away. A few days later, they found some kind of rags to cover themselves up with.
Yes.
How in the world could a native, a blanket native that don't even know which is right and left hand, in the very minute she receives Christ, she recognizes she's naked, and women who's supposed to be filled with the Spirit taking more off every year.
Yes.
Explain that to me. They'll rise in the generation, in this generation, and condemn this generation.
Right.
We are superstitious in all kinds of thoughts and everything else for their simple child to believe. Amen.
Amen.
I did that. See, so much so I can pray for the rest of these people. So much of it gets me to a place that gets so weak almost. You say, that isn't so. Well, it is so. You know, Scripture, it is so. Jesus got weak from one woman touching him. One person. Now, if I couldn't stand one person or no one else could, if he didn't say, more than this shall you do, for I go to the Father. See, that's right. Daniel saw one vision, trouble in his head for many days. All right, the next person. Or are you the next person? All right, sir. We are strangers to one another, sir. We don't know each other. But God does know us. Now, just so that I can get the anointing back enough to pray for the rest of the people here, if God will reveal to me what's wrong with you, will you believe me to be His servant? You will. You do anyhow. That's the way I like it. All right, Reverend. A minister, Mr. G, Reverend G, you have arthritis. If you believe with all your heart, walk off of here and get well. Now, that made you feel real strange when I said arthritis. Now, if he can heal it for that man, he can heal it for you. Just go right off the platform and stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Back trouble, Timmy, you believe that God can make you well? Just go right off the platform and stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and I believe with all my heart. All right, come, young lady. Look at me as you come. You're just a child. It's hard to have diabetes and be a young child like that. Do you believe God can heal you? You do your septic? All right, go off with that. Thank you, Lord, and be made well. Look here, honey. You're just a child. I've got a little Rebecca out. You're just about your size and age. Now, you've got a stomach trouble. It's bothering you in your stomach. Oh, sure, it's from a nervous condition. You believe God will make you well? If you do, walk off the platform, believe what you want, and believe God with all your heart. All right. You had the same thing. Nervous, upset stomach. Go right off the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe you with all my heart. Just don't doubt at all. All right? Come right up here, sister. Of course, I see you leaning on there. It's a woman of your age would be that way. But there's surely something else different besides just the lady's age it is. Yes, one of your main things is nerves. You've been bothered with them for a long, long time. Do you believe this is the time you're going to be healed? Then accept your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Go off the platform and thank you, Lord God. And
amen.
Amen. Have faith. Now, you're a young woman and nervous. But yours is just a time of life is striking you to be nervous at this time. Go believe. Illusions, everybody telling you to get next to yourself, there ain't nothing wrong, but they're lying. There is something wrong. There's a dark shadow over you. Yes, sir. How can you go down through if you go down through a building or a dark alley, there's got to be something that's got to certainly frighten those nerves first before you'll be frightened, or really you wouldn't do it. There is a darkness around you. But I want to tell you now, it's left you while you're standing there. You go and believe it all. Well, you're going to be all right, sister. Just go on. Now you can. Be all right. Well, you suffer with a lady's trouble, have for many years, and one of your great things, you're afraid you're going to be crippled up with arthritis. If you believe with all your heart, you'll never be crippled with arthritis.
Oh, hallelujah.
And the Queen of the South shall rise in the judgment of this generation and condemn it. For she come from the utmost parts of the earth to see the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Ghost, the God of heaven, the resurrected Lord Jesus is here. Do you believe it?
Hallelujah.
Try to shake it out of one of their minds that's been here before and find out.
Hallelujah.
Ask them how they felt when they passed by here watching that light settle down over them. Have you ever seen a picture of it? The one of the scientists took the picture? If you haven't, Mr. Woods has it back there. I guess you do. Brother Woods, where are you at? I guess he still has the pictures. It's right there. It's a copyright from George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI. He's in the Religious Hall of Art, the only supernatural being ever photographed. Now look, what was it that led the children of Israel from Egypt? A pillar of fire. Is that right? How many knows that that was Christ?
Yes.
Certainly the covenant, angel of the covenant. He was Christ. Then when he was here on earth, he said, I come from God, I go to God. Is that right? After his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension, we find out that Saul of Tarsus is on his road down to rest a bunch of people. It was in this way. And on the road down, a great big light, pillar of fire, struck him down. And he raised up. And he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus.
Yeah.
I come from God, return to God. Here's that same life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What? The same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
What is it?
Hallelujah.
It's doing the same thing.
Amen.
That first was God above you, then God with you in His Son, now God in you in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The same pillar of fire, proved by the scientists, proved here among you. To me, it's as real, as positive as the love of that mother dear. It's a real God of the Bible. It's as real confirmation of the last days. We are here in the presence, resurrected, and in the presence of Jesus Christ with Him in His resurrection. For we have denounced our unbelief. We believe that God's Word is the truth, and He's sure confirming it and proving it's right. Do you believe it? Have you ever accepted Him as your Savior? Do you know Him as your Savior? If you got your name on a church book and that's all you know, leave that where it's at, but come here and know Him. You say, I'm a Bible student, but I've never been born again. I don't know anything about the Holy Spirit. Not to know His book, His life, but to know Him.
Amen.
Know Him, not the Word. Him. Satan knows the book. Certainly. A fellow said to me one time, I was talking about the security of the believer, said, you don't know your Bible. I said, but I know the author. That's the main thing. I know the author to know Him is life. That's right. And if you don't know Him, why not come up here now and stand right here in His presence? You know I wouldn't do that unless the Holy Spirit was telling me that His people in here should do that. Just the same as He knows the hearts of the people, He knows your condition. Search yourself back and see if the life of Christ is reflecting itself in your daily walk. Find out. Let's bow our heads now just a moment. I feel that this is essential. You raised your hand a while ago, you'd like to be a Christian, as much Christian as that deer was a mother. If you want that and really mean it with all your heart, and you meant that, why not come up here and receive that? While we keep our heads bowed, as I've said before, I'm not much to persuade people. If the Holy Spirit in the preaching of the Word doesn't bring full persuasion, there's no need of me trying anything of my own, because I'm bringing somebody up there under emotion. But if the Holy Spirit Himself can't convince you that you're wrong, look back at your life. Look the way you live. Some of you ladies.
Will you stand? Amen.
It isn't, I might pray for you and lay hands on you. The brethren might pray. We're a man. That's not the person to touch you. We're a man in sympathy for you. But the one that touches Him, that's the one. Touch Him. And if somebody else can touch Him, surely you can. For He's touchable. The Bible said that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible said He's a high priest right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Well, if He is the same high priest, He'd act the same way that He did when somebody touched Him in that day with faith. How many that day with the woman with the blood issue? How many was touching Him, putting their arms around Him, saying, Rabbi, we're glad to see you, sir, so forth like that. And He stopped and He said, somebody touched me. And Peter rebuked Him as if to say, Master, do you know that's a discredit to your standard? You asking who touched you when everybody's got their hands on you touching you. He said, yes, but this is a different kind of touch. I got weak. Strength went out of me. And he looked all around over the audience. And he found the little woman. Oh. And what did he say to her? About her blood issue? Thy faith has saved thee. If that was Jesus yesterday, that's Jesus today. And brother, sister, let me ask you something. Now, you will not see Jesus in a corporal body until he comes for his church. But everything that he was, all that God was, he poured into Jesus. And all Jesus was, he poured into the church.
Amen.
He's the same. He's in the church, the believers. Now, if a man come here as a sinner of the night with nail scars and thorns marks on his head, that could be a deceiver. But when you see the very life of Christ produced, John 14:12, he said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also.
Amen.
More than this shall he do, for I go to my Father." But it seems to be that some people think that that man who packed these gifts of ministers should be some great priest, some great scholar. I've got my first one to ever read in history that God ever used like that.
Yeah.
Tell me where he's at and when it happened. God always takes the nothing so that he can show his glory in nothing. Look what he chose. Fisherman. Illiterate. Ignorant. That he might manifest himself. You might say to me about Paul. Paul said he had to forget everything he ever knew to know Christ.
Amen.
Died daily that he might know Christ. And he said, "I never told the Corinthians, I never come to you with a great educational words and smart, like educated man, because your faith would be built in such. But I come to you in the power of the Spirit."
Amen.
That your faith would be in Christ, in the Spirit. God takes man of anybody he desires to take. Nothing that he might manifest himself. That's what makes him God. It ain't the man, man. It's God working in the something that's nothing, proving that it's God.
Amen.
If the man was something, you could look at the man. But if the man's nothing, then it has to be God.
Amen.
And in this case, there's no man could do it. It has to be God.
Amen.
It's to fulfill his promise.
Amen.
Now, we know that. Friend, stop just a minute. Shake your memory. Shake the part of... Blow the dust off of the promises of God and see if we're not promised this in the last days.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord.
He's appearing among his people. And he's sure tonight.
Amen.
And no matter how much he would anoint me, he's got to anoint you the same way.
Yes.
It's your faith, not mine. It's your faith that does the thing.
Amen.
Not mine at all. I'm just an instrument, and you're just an instrument. That is, some people now, if this strikes someone with the prayer card, it's going to be prayed for. I don't mean it that way. But I want to ask you something. Many of you out there, I don't see a person, but those that I introduced, I didn't see them even. I missed one brother and sister, Dallas, sitting over here all the way from up in Ohio, come down here. I wish I had time to give their testimony. How a man 90 years old would brave them things and he follows wherever we go. Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Because he believes.
Thank you.
How their testimony would alarm you. But outside of Brother and Sister Dallas sitting there, and I believe Brother and Sister Simpson, Southland's them is back in there somewhere, but I don't know. I don't know no one. Brother Roberson, I don't even know what the chairman's name is. That's the truth. I couldn't tell you his name right now if I had to. I don't know. I've heard it, but I don't know. And all through the day, today I took my little son Joseph. We went to the seashore. And I backed up the car in a little cove, and I said, "Joseph, play out there. I must go up here in the cove." Well, I said, "God, you take care of my son there, that he don't get in those waves." I went up to talk to him. I'm not an isolationist, but you can't be a servant of God and a servant of the public. You can't out in parties and carrying on like that and still expect to remain. You've got to keep yourself to God so that you can help the public. And that's what I'm here for, is to help you. I didn't come here for popularity. Well, you know that I shun such stuff. I know I'm nothing. I didn't come here for money. Well, certainly not. I didn't come here because I had no other places to go.
I come here because I felt led to come here. We got 600 or more invitations from overseas and things. The Christian businessmen from everywhere. Chapters to be organized worldwide. Ways paid, everything. I don't have to have money. Everywhere I go, they just pay. The businessman would send me somewhere. They sometimes spend $30,000, $40,000 a year sending me places, and I don't have to have a penny. But I wonder if God sends me where there's just five or six people, I can go, stay till He tells me to leave. Yes. See? Not under obligation, only to God. Hallelujah. Then I must find out, Father, what am I doing here? What do you want me here? Jesus went up to Sychar. He was on his road to Jericho. Why? Father just sent him up there. Now what's to happen next? Here come a woman out. So he just talked to the woman. He found out what it was, and the whole city believed on him. Amen. Now he's here tonight.
Hallelujah.
And you believe it. Don't you doubt. You believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He was raised up from the dead and ascended on high after being persecuted and crucified by Pontius Pilate and buried dead in the grave 3 days and rose and ascended on high and sits at the right hand of majesty to God tonight. He's a living high priest, ever living to make intercessions upon our confession, and a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, the same yesterday, today, and forever, with every promise and things that He did to be reproduced again in the church. After the Roman cankerworms and palmer worms eat it down, He promised He would restore, saith the Lord.
Amen.
In the last days, He'll restore it right back again, that bride tree.
Thank you.
He was the tree of life from the Garden of Eden, which a woman was the tree of death, the perversion. That's what makes them act the way they do today. The whole thing's been a perversion, acting that way. So hard to come up against it, but you must stand. Somebody's got to say it. Certainly, it'd be a lot more popular if you didn't say it, but who's going to say it? Somebody's got to say something about it. Because God, it's going to be, they're responsible then at the day of the judgment. But if they didn't, if they heard it and ignored it, that's up to them. But now, you hear it, walk in it.
Amen.
Now may the Holy Ghost, of whom I represent here tonight, amongst the body of Christ, may He take every fear and doubt away from you. May He come down here tonight, just as He did that night, upon the sea and say, fear not, it's me. The same yesterday, today, and forever. How appropriate that sign was. I didn't know it was there till last night. They printed it up there. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now you believe it with all your heart. I want to ask you something. If He'll do it at least one time, ought to be enough. But two times, one or two times, in this building tonight, and we're not out, it's not like some black magic under some Ouija board somewhere. We're right here under the lights of this tabernacle. We're right here under the everything laying open here in the presence of God in the face of this company with God's Bible here declaring it will happen. That's where my faith stands, right there, that He said it. He promised it. And I know He'll do it. And that angel, when he met me that night up there and that light circling through there, and he told me those things and said, don't be afraid. That'll come to pass this, and then it'll come to pass that. And many of your members, when it was prophesied, here it is. I'm telling you the truth. Christ is here, and you're already healed, every one of you. Everybody's saved, but you've got to accept it for it to do anything for you. You've got to believe it and take it in your own. It's for me. The price is paid. You just have to believe it. Now, if He would do it, how many of you would say, by God's grace and help, I'll accept it tonight both for my Savior and my healer. Raise up your hands and say, God, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'll do it. God bless you. Looks like 100% around everywhere. I do it. I've got difficult. You know I got that. I'm fighting hard against it. But God will reward that. Just don't you worry about that, see. It always has been. I remember here not long ago a guy come hard by the army. Come over to hypnotize me. You remember the meeting. He sat out there, and I kept feeling an odd spirit somewhere. I tried to ignore it because so many things has been done, evil. I just never said nothing. Went on for a little bit. He just kept on doing it. You go in the army camps and make boys bark like a dog and run around on the... The Holy Spirit just tucked me. I couldn't say anymore. I said, you child of the devil. Why have you come to... interrupt the meeting of the Lord. God will deal with you. And he's been paralyzed ever since. So he sent letter after letter and said, this, that, and that. I said, I have nothing to do with it, sir. I never did it. Repent. The only thing I can tell you, that's up between you and God. Now, I take every spirit in here under the control of the Holy Spirit, which is anointing me now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the glory of God shine through and prove. No matter what I say, I can lie, I'm a man. But God can't lie who promises. Just be in prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, the man doesn't know me. But we are told that you are going to send us. I've been here night after night. I've searched the scriptures. It's exactly the truth. And it's the last sign that we're going to receive from God till the fire falls, just like it was in Sodom, as Jesus promised. And said, that's our last thing, last sign. And that's the truth. You just mark my word in your book somewhere and find out if that's the truth. Look in 46, what it said about Billy Graham returning and the rest of them and so forth, the revival and what would happen. Denominational seeds have been sowed, and that's what the crop would be, and that's exactly what it is. Just that real quiet, each one of you is a spirit. When you move, of course, if you're not a spirit, then you're dead. The spirit that motivates your life. The pulsation from the spirit is exactly what Jesus was speaking of about the woman. When he seen the Pharisees and perceived what was in their heart and could tell them. They're thinking he's Beelzebub. Both classes is always near, always gathered together. There sits a woman over here to my right, praying. She's praying because she's got a tumor on her back. You have a prayer card? You don't. You don't need one. Are we strangers to one another? We are strangers. Raise up your hand so that people can see. Is that your trouble? Or do you believe God, thing will go away? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know her. I've never seen her. God knows that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Here's a little woman sitting right out here, kind of a greenish-looking dress on her head down praying. She's got kidney trouble. If you believe with all your heart, sister, God will heal you of the kidney trouble. You accept it? Have you got a prayer card? You have you? You don't need one.
Hallelujah.
Your kidney trouble left you. I challenge any unbeliever to tell me what that woman touched. She never touched me, but she touched that high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Yeah. If you believe with all your heart. Amen. Now it's beginning to move everywhere. That blackness is beginning to move back. It's pretty deep around here for a minute, but it's moving back. There sits a woman in front of me suffering with allergies. I don't know you, lady, but you got allergies, haven't you? You believe that God knows who you are? If I'd speak your name like Jesus told Simon Peter, would you believe me to be his servant? You would? Mrs. Holt, believe with all your heart and go home and be well. You believe? Watch. Look at, can't you see that light? Look here. It's right over a man looking right towards me, sitting right back here. He's praying for a wife. That's you, sir. You have a prayer card? You don't. Stand up on your feet. If something isn't done for his wife right away, she'll die. She suffers with cancer. That's right. You're not from here. You're from away from here. You're from a city called Fresno. That's right. You believe God could tell me who you are? Would it help you to believe? Would it help you? Mr. Matthew, believe with all your heart. Go back home. I challenge any unbeliever to tell me how that's done. Outside of the power of Almighty God. Do you believe it? Well, don't be afraid. That's Christ. Just exactly what he said. Now, do you believe it? Now, I command you to Christ who is present here. If you will believe it with all your heart and accept it on those grounds, you can be healed. You are healed right now. How many believes it with all your heart, without any further, for salvation, for your healing, your physical being, and will believe God the rest of your life, and you'll accept Him right now? His presence, it's Him, the only thing that can help you. Believe it and stand on your feet. Say, I'll stand up right now in the name of Jesus Christ to accept Him. Every person that believes, stand to your feet. Lay your hands over one another now. Lay your hands on each other. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Being that you have become a believer, if you are a believer now, the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Just exactly like repenting and being baptized, it's obeying a commandment of God. Now pray for one another, just the way you pray in your church. Pray for one another while I pray for you from this platform. Heavenly Father, I have did all of this at your command. I have did it just the way you said do it. And I pray thee, Heavenly Father, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will honor the prayers of these people, their faith, their efforts. Satan, you have lost the battle. You are a defeated being. Come out of this people. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave them and go out of them.